Hey, everybody, it's the Spy vs. Spy Talking Show.
That's right.
Oh, that's loud.
Wow. Cut the music. this is bullshit.
Yep.
Let's start over.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, this is the Spy vs. Spy.
Everybody, it's the Spy vs. Spy Talking Show.
Talking Show.
Mow, chicka mow, 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 mow.
Hey, everybody. Cut the music.
Hey, everybody.
Cut the music. Everybody.
It's the Spy vs. Spy Talking Show.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
It's the Spy vs. Spy Talking Show.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Mow, 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 mow.
Gosh. Gosh.
Let's call up Sarah. Hey, everybody, it's Spy vs. Spy Talking Show.
Hey.
Hey, it's an episode, it's a day, it's a show. What you got?
Mm-hmm.
What you want?
Yeah. No, it's the future. From back then.
Future's now.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. Well, let's kick things off with, hey, how you doing?
Good. Good. Fit as a fiddle.
Really?
A fat fiddle.
Wow.
Fit as an oboe.
Fit as a cello.
Yeah.
A double bass.
Yep.
Fit as a contrabass saxophone.
Mm-hmm. I'm a contra buffoon.
I'm a contra Konami code.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So.
But this isn't a video game news show.
No. I think icons on my desktop should get dusty. I want dusty cons.
Maybe you want them to, or maybe what they should do is start fading away.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little, like 1% each day, and then after 100 days, if you haven't used it, it's just gone, just disappears. Like Marty McFly.
Yeah, I am into that. Or dripping or something, pooling at the bottom of
melting.
Because right now,
it just melts into a bucket. There's a bucket at the bottom of your screen there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What resolution you currently prone to?
Shit, man, I don't know.
I got the 1280 1024.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm doing right now.
And
I only have a 19-inch. I only have a 19-inch LCD.
Yeah.
You know, I used to have
a 17, but I sit really close.
Actually, is mine a 17 or a 19? I don't fucking tell. I don't know. It all fucking looks the same to me. I used to have a 19-inch CRT. No, yeah, okay, yeah, no. I had a 19-inch CRT, which looks bigger than a 19-inch LCD. I don't know why that is. Because he measures shit diagonally.
It's away from the wall, anyway.
Yeah.
It's closer.
It's closer to your face, I guess, is why it looks. Yeah. Yeah, and I bought it a couple of years ago, my LCD. And now it's just like, whenever I see a screen, I'm like, that could be bigger.
Yeah.
Should've got a bigger one.
I got a 17 for my, it was for my birthday.
You got a Rotato one.
Rotato?
Yeah, it rotates.
Well, not... Yeah, I mean, it does. It's like a, you know, it's a little flat deal, and then it had the bracket stand thing in the back.
Sure.
I took all that shit off.
Meh.
And I've got these little guitar stands that I bought that are actually really horrible for putting guitars in. They're just like these little fold-up tripod things, and they're supposed to balance your guitar in there. And I've seen guitars dive out of these so many times that I don't use them for that. But... it's super great. It's like a little easel for my monitor.
Uh-huh.
Since it's just the panel, there's no stand or whatever. So then, yeah, I'm able to.
Why did you take the stand off of it?
Because I wanted to be able to rotate it. Like, the stand doesn't rotate. Nothing, you know.
Well, it doesn't have a
hinge. It's made to just be uppity down.
Oh, it doesn't have a hinge?
No, not to twist. No.
Oh, the one I have at work, they bought us a secondary monitor ages ago, and it's got the rotating deal in it, but it's auto rotate, and it has a hinge in the back, so you just turn the screen and it automatically flips.
That's cool.
It is pretty cool. Except sometimes, okay. Well, here's the thing: on a Windows, if you hit what is the key cut? I think it's like, okay, you know how if you hit Windows and E, it opens up Explorer, right? You know that one?
Yeah.
If you hit Windows... No, is it that? It's something. Or I don't know. But anyhow, there is a key cut on that software that if you... And it's really close to something I always use, and it automatically rotates your screen for you. Mm-hmm. Like,
the image, not the physical screen itself. And so it can like make things off and weird if you don't know what you've done. Suddenly your display is sideways.
Yeah.
And your mouse goes the wrong way and everything. It's weird. I don't like that when hardware, you know, adapts software like that.
Yeah.
Just let me do it. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, there's a lot of that now. It's like, oh, let us automatically do this for you because you obviously don't know anything. How are people ever going to learn?
Dude, so Heather got a new laptop last weekend or maybe the weekend before or whatever.
Yeah.
With the Vista on there.
Oh, yeah. I've never used Vista.
Oh, it's okay.
A lot
it's
of are you sure's and do you want to, isn't it?
It's beautiful, for one. I mean, it definitely is like, wow, that is slick. That is nice.
Yeah,
you know,
10 years too late.
I guess. I mean, yeah, there's nothing like particularly groundbreaking about it, but it is nice.
Well, they're just finally catching up to Mac OS, right? Having things flip around, flop around, and go back and
flippity
forth.
Flippity-floppity and zooming in.
But ultimately, it's just stuff. It's all just dressing up the same dog, right?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Because you're still switching windows, you're still just doing your shit inside a window. It's not... Like, the OSs have gotten nicer looking and fancier and stuff, but ultimately... We haven't progressed past Windows 3.1, really.
No, it's you know, NES to Super Nintendo or whatever. I mean, it's just a little
nicer,
you know. Yeah, but it is so paranoid. This computer has no self-confidence at all. It doesn't trust us.
And, it flinches every time you open it up.
Dude, it's seriously is like...
It was abused? That OS was abused in its previous...
It seems like it, because it's you try to open a... Okay, you try to install a thing, and it's like... At first, it's like, did you mean to run this? Are you sure you want to run this? Like, yeah.
Would you like to know more?
It's going to put files on here. Are you really sure?
Yeah. They could have viruses.
To install one thing that's like three clicks of like, yes, next, fine.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
There's at least double just like hand-holdy, are you sure? Do you really want me to put this there? This is going to put... Are you sure? That's... I don't know.
You know, like, all I need when I'm installing something, all I need is the big screen saying, hey, we're installing this. And if it's something that I didn't want, I can go like, oh, no, actually, don't do that. But if I did want it and go, yes, I just wanted to do it and be done and not hassle me, you know? Like, automatically accept any end user agreements because, what, I'm going to, like, not agree to those? You know, if you don't agree to them, you don't get to use the program. So it's like, it's kind of just a formality, isn't it?
Yeah.
So... I don't know. I don't like that. I don't like, don't hassle me. Don't constantly ask me to do shit. And, the other thing, does it do the thing that macOS does with all the updates, like every single day?
Yeah, it's currently in update mode. I think that'll probably taper off some.
I don't know, man. You want to update iTunes again? No, I never use it. Are you sure? Because
dude,
a new one.
That keeps springing up on me. It's like... All of a sudden, you know, it pops up like, oh, hey, we just downloaded the new iTunes, the new QuickTime, and Safari.
Yeah.
Which is all clocks in at about 300 megs, so do you want me to go ahead and install this? And I'm like, when did you do that? How are you doing? You know?
Yeah, yeah, I'm totally.
Like, no. I would never use QuickTime again if it was up to me.
Oh,
like,
no
never,
shit.
Never touch
Fuck off QuickTime. God damn it.
Hate it.
Yeah, I'm not a... You know, like, it's whatever. I don't mind all that stuff in the background if it needs to be installed to make something work. I just don't want to see it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to...
Yeah.
I don't want to open up my, you know, commonly used file format and go like, oh, there's a new program that might want to open that for you. You want to do this? Fuck off. Just, you know, don't. I've gotten to the point where, like, I did a reinstall not too long ago and of XP. Still on XP. And, I was like, oh, shit, I gotta download all my music player and all this other shit. And I was using Winamp for the longest time. I kind of flopped between Winamp and iTunes because my roommates have a Mac and they have iTunes and you can do the iTunes library sharing and listen to other people's music just over the network and stuff, which is cool.
Right.
I like that. There's certain things about iTunes that I do like, but mainly it blows for Windows. And I was like, ah, it's bloated, and I don't want to bother with this shit. And then I was using Winamp, and Winamp's just gotten out of control, too. And I was like, oh, I'll just download an old version of Winamp,
I guess. The new window with the bento skin or whatever. It's just all like, over, I mean, flapping it, all over the windows.
Like, it's nice or whatever, but like, I don't need it. I don't. And there's just no.
I don't think you should be slapping a browser into a media player.
No, there's no call for that. And yeah. if I do want that, I'll use like what do you call it? Like Songbird, you know, yeah. That thing. It's that like sort of Firefox-y deal. It's like a browser, but it does the music inside the browser and stuff. And if you go to Hype Machine or any of those kinds of music blog sites, you can just sort of like download the files immediately or play them within your browser and all that. I don't mind that, but I just want a fucking little player to play shit. And fuck Windows Media Player. Although my MP3 players are Windows Media Player friendly, they like to sync up and do all that kind of stuff. But I just, you know, I never ever used Windows Media Player. Like, just I always had a better, you know, alternative to that.
No, it's a piece of crap.
Yeah. So I don't. I mean,
it's on Heather's laptop, and we were trying to watch a show last night. Oh, but we did manage to. The one thing is, we managed to network these two together.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah.
Like blink of an eye. I mean, I thought it was gonna be like. Here we go again, because every time I have the network,
it's
a big hassle. Yeah. No, it was just like click back, boom, bam, boom. And so I was able to dump a show on it. See, here's the thing. We watched the Weeds show, you know?
Sure, I downloaded season one of that. I've only ever seen probably like maybe in total one episode of it, but I grabbed season one of that because why not?
It's a very good show. It's on Monday nights. So we typically watch it Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Well, so okay, how do I steal the TV shows on her computer?
Sure.
Because now her computer's finally good enough to like play a video for one, and scam one with that. But like, so I was like, okay, well, but first you got to install uTorrent. She's like, okay, no problem.
Which is
75 clicks later, no problem.
And uTorrent is not even something you really install. It's just kind of like,
no, you just put it,
run it. No, I don't like that.
This is creating a new icon. Did you mean for?" You know.
Yeah.
This is green.
This icon might contain boobs. Are you sure?
Right. So she got that, and then since I got my little letter from whoever, you know, when I downloaded Jackass 2.
Oh yeah, right.
They were like, oh, whoa, hey.
I bet that was worth it too.
Oh, dude, it was the stupidest thing.
I know.
Then so I've been using Peer Guardian, you know.
Okay.
And I was like, Heather, so why don't you go
Peer Guardian UK?
Put the Peer Guardian on there. And it's not Vista ready yet. So I ended up downloading the show myself and then just sending it over to her laptop.
Yeah, sure, why not?
And then naturally wouldn't play. Of course not. Why would
you need a codec? Windows Media Player for all your media needs except for everything.
Yeah, except for everything.
My Windows Media Player doesn't even play DVDs. It's like, you need a plugin to play a DVD. I'm like, fuck you. Like, what kind of media player are you? What kind of media do people put in their computers? Like, not... You know, piracy aside, they're like, well, I got my CD collection, I got my DVD collection. Yep. And maybe I bought some MP3s off of a guy, you know, on the street.
None of them. No way.
And or maybe a friend burned me a CDR or something.
Forget your Vorbis. I mean...
Oh, for Christ, yeah. I got some... I legally paid for some tunes off of the iTunes. But, you know, I don't like iTunes. I'll just play it on a different player. No.
No, you won't. You shan't.
You
so,
bought it.
So I'm so
a better
VLC player, just like Bing Bang Boom.
Yeah,
VLC,
yeah, totally.
Of course,
totally.
That's
of course.
But it didn't. When we installed that, we're like, okay, take over, be the thing. You be the thing that plays all the junk.
Yes.
And it didn't take. It didn't. It's still. We click on the thing and it tries opening in Windows Media Player, and which is funny because it'll play the audio, but then it also plays the visualization for the audio. It doesn't show the video.
It doesn't have the right kind of codec for DivX and all that kind of shit. Like, Windows Media Player is awful for that.
I bought a standalone DVD player that plays that shit. I got this little... It's a portable DVD player. I love that fucking thing. It's so good.
Yeah.
Like, it's always humming when I'm doing the dishes or whatever, you know? I got discs full of all the seasons of The Simpsons and whatnot.
And it plays MP3s too, right?
In the background. Plays MP3s, plays any video I'll fucking throw at it.
Yeah.
Anything.
That's what you want.
I don't understand why.
I was thinking about getting one of those, but then, like, then recently I got a secondhand iBook. An old iBook.
Cool.
So I'm like, I don't fucking this thing. I'll play
even
DVDs
better,
for me. Yeah. Get on the internet and shit. So, yeah. It's definitely nice to have little devices and gadgets, especially when they're free.
I bought that device at Target the day after Christmas. They're having a big sale on stuff, and I think I paid like $60 or $70 for it. It was like,
oh man, you can't go wrong.
And it's a Philips.
If you tried to buy a TV that size,
oh yeah,
fuck it, you know,
look at a bow. But it's got an SD slot, which is sweet, because you can watch...
Mr. SD slot?
On just one charge, you can watch 6 or 8 hours of video, as long as you're playing them off the SD thing.
Nice.
So if you're playing them off the disc, you only get about 2 hours.
Right, it's got motors.
Which is still enough. Yeah.
Motors and lasers.
And spin.
Yeah, no, that's cool, man. Because, like, yeah, you have a computer anyway. You throw all your shit on there. That's great. Does it have TV outs?
It's like... Yes, got outs and ins.
Oh, well, for fuck's sake.
Ins, dude. I mean, it's like, well, you can play a PlayStation on there.
You are you serious?
You never see that.
That's the future, man.
Two headphone jacks, video outs and ins.
Holy shit. And you paid $60 for it?
Yeah.
Hot damn.
It's pretty sweet. It's
and wait, so awesome. So how much, how long playing battery time do you get off of the SD, did you say?
About 6 hours.
That's, you know what, that's good.
A little more.
Because, like, you know, any trip longer than that, you're going to get tired of watching shit anyways, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of like, I know it's stupid, but I kind of like I kind of like battery limits, because it makes you like ration your time and think about stuff, you know.
I agree.
Like, yes. If your player is only going to last 6 hours, you're like, well, let's schedule this out and figure out other things to do besides just watch this thing for a million hours in a row, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
I don't travel that much.
I didn't really
buy it for travel.
No,
you know,
no.
I bought it for because it's like, you know, when you download a show or whatever, it's do you crowd around the computer and watch it?
Or who, me? No.
Do you what? You
know? I personally, I have my, I still use my Creative Labs Zenvision M, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's an MP3, it's like an iPod that plays the videos
but
and
that's
shit.
A one-man screen, right? I mean, that's...
It is for sure, but it has
the
TV.
You can't really get cozy with a lady and watch that.
It's
got the TV out.
It has a TV out, yeah. It's okay for, like, you know, you're on the plane or on the bus or something. It's reasonable. Right. If you're watching something that, you know, you don't need to see tons. But, you know, like, I've watched movies on it, and it's totally fine. I mean, it's not like a...
Well, movies are, like, 80% audio anyway.
That's true.
You only
a lot
have
of...
to see, like, a still frame every minute from a movie, I think.
It's kind of true. I mean, yeah, we'll get into that in a sec. No, let's get into it right now. You want to get into it?
All right. Let's rip into it.
No, just, you know how when you go to watch an action movie or a movie with action scenes, and you can't even fucking tell what's going on anyway? It's like, it might as well just be still scenes. It might as well just be reading a comic book, you know? Just show me a picture of generally what the scene, show me the animatic or something, you know? The storyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Batman jumps down here and does this. Okay, cool. Yeah, I can dig it. Nice. Sweet. He's holding the guy up. Yeah. I don't need shaky cam fucking getting all of his nostrils and shit.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, fucking, yeah, Batman has nostrils in this new movie.
Wait, Batman? Oh, you're
I heard a story about how when they were making that movie, they brought out the new Batsuit or whatever for Christian Bale to wear, and it had nipples on it. Just to, like, freak everybody out. Because it doesn't have, you know, there has not been nipples in the past couple. But,
I only saw the first two. I only saw the Jim Nicholson one.
Yes.
And the
Danny DeVito. Frank Reynolds.
Frank Reynolds one, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, man. Fuck.
Those are the only two I've seen.
But
I saw the what's the Batman and Robin one? Is that what there was the one that was called Batman and Robin?
Yes.
With Mr. Freeze and stuff in it.
Yeah.
I saw the Universal Studios live
ride.
Maybe it was. What was it? It was at Six Flags Magic Mountain, I think.
You went on the ride where you went upside down?
No, it's like a live-action stage show with, like, fireballs and motorcycle tricks and stuff.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It was pretty swell. I saw that three
stunt
times.
Show.
I saw it twice one day and one time the next day.
I think when I was at Universal, they had, like, a Miami Vice stunt show or something.
Awesome.
Which, like, I don't think it was because Miami Vice was making a comeback or it was, like, cool. It was just, like, it was still there or something. I think they also had, like, a backdraft
walkthrough thing,
which we didn't go on because it was fucking too busy.
They turned that into the Mummy now. That's the Mummy.
That shit's kind of cool, but it's kind of...
dated, man.
And it's not really ever that worth it in terms
of... Well, there's this Simpsons ride that just opened at the Universal Studios. It just opened a couple months ago, and I'm super, super stoked to go see that sometime.
What is it?
It used to be the Back to the Future ride.
Okay.
Which makes me go, well, I've got some time before I have to, you know, before I have to hurry to go see this or whatever, you know, like, I've got a ways to wait. But It's one of those, like, well, the Back to the Future ride was, you get into a fake DeLorean, and there's, like, 50 fake DeLoreans in this warehouse-sized room or whatever, and it wiggles around as a video plays on the big screen windshield thing, and you, I'm traveling through time!
That's cool. I'm into that.
It was fun. That thing was super fun. And
can
it's
I say,
like
can
that.
I say, how come there aren't more of those things everywhere? Like, just, know. You know? Fucking, remember when that shit started kind of appearing in arcades? Like, go on the virtual roller coaster. And, you know, it was like a shitty CG or, like, you know, like just a film of a roller coaster. The thing moved around a little bit, but, like, how
stop action felt.
Yeah, actually, that would be nice. Claymation. But, you know, more of that, please. Like, I know it's not cutting edge technology, and, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's probably just not cost effective.
People still use wood. I don't
know. Yeah, it's probably just not cost effective, you know, like. And, you know, you make a little unit that has...
It's probably a lot of physical maintenance for the shoot you around.
For four people to sit inside, you know?
Oh, sure. I mean, like, yeah, how are you going to shake around four 300-pound people? That's just not popular in America, that's all.
I'm sure that's what it is, yeah. But, I don't know.
The amount of energy required to shift
just
that much weight.
It's just kind
of
funny how, like, entertainment is all go to the movies, you know? Yeah. And that's it. And, like, arcades are disappearing now. It's like, stay home, play video games. But even still, it's like, the graphics and shit are getting better, but the delivery isn't any different. Yeah. Like, shit, where are the 3D movies? There's, like, one 3D movie every 5 years, and it's for kids or whatever, you know?
And it's got Brendan Fraser in it.
Yeah. And, like, I know they're starting to branch out into IMAX a bit more and all that, which is okay, but it's still sitting in a room looking at a big screen. It's just better.
A big room.
Yeah, but, you know, more 3D, more fucking putting smelly gas into the cherry flavored smoke when, you know, I don't know.
Oh,
They just need to be more creative with that shit.
The Simpsons thing?
Yeah.
No Harry Shearer.
Oh.
Scheduling conflict. So there's no. Mr. Burns would have been a good villain for it because, you know, it's a ride.
Of course.
Thing or whatever. But instead, they got Kelsey Grammer all over it.
Yeah.
Which is okay. Which is okay.
You know what? Like, but I can't decide if I fucking hate that guy or have no problem with it. I know it sounds stupid,
well,
but
I have no problem with Sideshow Bob. I'll take a Sideshow Bob episode in every season.
But you know what? It's like that dude. Like, for what he does, I know he always kind of plays the same thing and whatever. But like, for what he does, he's really good at it. Like, he's a good actor. You know, you're not like, oh, this fucking guy again. It's not like Brendan Fraser movies.
Do they? Swedish and all, like,
the what? Oh, yes.
Swedish.
What was the straw that broke the camel's face on that one?
Just when she walked into a movie and ruined it.
Oh, okay. Just everyone.
Just showing up. Yeah, it's just like, hey, there's that person's not in the movie. It's just she just looks just fake. It just doesn't. I'm acting. I'm acting! Did you see? I don't know. I just don't buy it. I don't buy your whole stupid head.
Sure. Alright. Fine.
I don't know why.
Hey, man.
I'm sure she's a very nice lady, but...
You know what? She should get married to Jimmy Fallon. And then you and I can get married and kill them.
Yeah. That dude does... He also sticks out like a sore thumb. There's just some people I can't... I will never believe you are a character.
That guy's taking over the Conan O'Brien show. That's gonna be awesome! Nice. Yeah. And apparently he's starting off by doing, like, webisodes.
Before he
gets on TV. It's like, here, let me practice. Like, come on, really?
Hey, thanks. Thanks for thinking
practice all you want.
Internet folks. Yeah. No, that's horrible. That's horrible.
Maybe he should go through training or, like, surgery to have his... smiling muscles, giggling.
That's gotta be a knife right in Letterman's heart, man.
Oh my god. Yeah. It's like the family tree of fucking failure.
Like, as though Conan wasn't... I mean, he was good, but it's like...
But he wasn't good to start with.
Yeah, no. Letterman just had... He was... Oh, I just
he was primed.
So
he was primed and ready.
That gig.
Yeah.
I wanted him to get the... And now, what, Conan gets the Jimmy Carson thing? I mean,
yeah.
Johnny Carson.
Jimmy Carson is a hockey player.
What's Carsoid.
Yeah. Carson Daly. He should just slide right into that one.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I don't fucking care.
Who even watches TV then anyway?
Well, that's kind of the thing, is that, like, you know, on principle I'm against it, but it's like, I don't fucking watch any of that shit. Like, yeah. I watch it occasionally when I'm flipping.
No,
I'm like,
outraged.
Oh. But,
I've got blog posts after blog posts about how angry I am about that.
But you know what I would like? I would like a show like that actually sits down, like, one guest per show. Or like, one in the band or something, and sit down and fucking talk to somebody for half an hour. 1 hour, maybe, you know? Do, like, you know how on SNL you have a host, and that host is in practically everything, you know? They're all over, yep. They've got their stink all over that shit, you know?
Yep.
So, but instead, yeah, let's just sit here and...
I would rather The Daily Show was just a 15-minute show.
Oh, yeah, totally. Just take the guest out altogether.
Yeah, I will usually miss the entire week's worth of the show and then watch them all online and just skip all the interviews unless it's someone that I'm super jealous
of. Yeah, some of the interviews are good, but you know what? I would rather watch...
It can be so awkward.
Oh, yeah. I would rather watch the Colbert interviews, though. They're a lot more smooth.
Well, and have almost nothing to do with the guy being interviewed. I mean, it's
I guess that's true.
More Stephen Colbert jokes.
Yeah.
But the interviews are so short on The Daily Show, it's just frustrating to see people get... I mean, like, when it's a big star, they don't care that they only get a minute, you know? They don't give a shit. They're just showing up or whatever. But, like, when it's, like, a guy who wrote a book, that's the ones I feel bad for because they obviously had to travel to get there and, you know? And
well, but they're not just doing that show. They're on a whole junket tour, you know?
But it's like, it's got to be the gem of the junket, you know?
And probably.
They get two jokes, then they get one real line, and then there's an uncomfortable spot when Jon Stewart rubs his nipples or whatever and does his shecky.
You're right. Yes.
I don't know, man.
I
don't know, man.
But you know what my favorite one was recently?
When Rush was on the Colbert Report?
Yes.
That was awesome.
Also, though, when Steve Carell went on The Daily Show, like, he's been on a couple times somewhat recently because of all his...
Cool.
It was, like, nice and whatever, but, like, it's like nothing happened. It's like they just sort of sat there and looked at each other, and then he went away.
Yeah, pretty much. They just... It was...
How you doing?
Jokes.
I'm pretty good.
Laughing and being in the same room together, and then...
And that's nice for like, a minute, and you're like, that's nice. Now, why don't you guys tell a joke or something? Yeah. And then it's like they're kind of doing a bit, but it's not actually a bit. Yeah, I don't know. I liked it when, I think it was kind of like the first time after Steve Carell had come back on the show after, you know, all his big success, and he actually just did a little segment as, greengrocer guy or whatever, you know? He just, like, did that, like, his, and that was awesome.
That was a good bit, too.
And there was another one where Rob Corddry came back and did a little tiny segment kind of bit thing. And, you know, that's nice.
Yeah. Wait, what do you think of the new black guy there? Blackie Blackerson? What's his name?
The little one or the big one?
Little one. The new one.
I haven't seen too much of him.
Aries Spears.
Reserved.
No.
Aries Shearers?
Yeah. No, he's good, but man, he's stepping on John's dick all the time.
Nice.
It's good, but he's kind of like bossing John around, like in the name of comedy or whatever, you know, but it's like there's a little underlying tension there, because he's like... You know, when they're all waving on a thing, and they're like, John, wave. And he's like, no, I'm not going to fucking wave. I'm out of this bit. I'm not in this bit, you know? Just kind of... He's kind of throwing his weight around, you know?
Extraneous
kinda,
ball busting.
Like, you know, when you're at the job there, you know, you got a job.
Yeah.
Suppose you got a job.
Okay.
I don't know what that's all about, but suppose you got one.
I'll imagine what that would be like.
And you're working there, and then...
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What am I wearing?
Yeah. Apron and a smock. And a
I'm wearing a prawn.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
I'm
in character now.
Apron. And, yeah, so then, okay,
Apron.
You're in there. So suppose you've been there 40 years.
Okay.
40 years cutting heads off of fish. And then
same fish.
New guy shows up.
Yeah. So there's a big fish? It's a coelacanth.
No, it's one fish a day.
Okay.
So it's a fairly big fish, but you manage to get through a fish a day. And maybe a narwhal.
Mm-hmm. It's not really a fish.
No, but it lives in the water, so it's
okay.
A fish.
I don't think anyone knew what one of those was until it appeared on The Simpsons.
Maybe.
Wait, I mean Futurama. Wait, I mean...
Was it
that show?
Was Futurama.
Yeah, it was. I totally thought it was Simpsons. Yeah. Never mind. No one watched that show.
I knew about it before that, but that was a really good Futurama.
Yeah.
Oh, the saddest one was with Fry's dog. That was so sad.
Oh.
God, that one just kills me, man. The dog waiting for 12 years outside, I just tear up.
Yeah.
But, okay, so then you're at work, and a new guy shows up. And he's like, hey, I'm the new guy. I just started today. I don't know shit about nothing. Hey, you know? Mm. And he starts just, like, busting your balls and telling you how to cut the fish's head off. But, like, in a joking way. But he's like, you know when a new guy gets too familiar too fast and just starts, like, you know, like, he'll hear an inside joke kind of thing and then start picking it up and just rubbing it all over the place and everything and just, you know what I'm saying?
I do know what that's like. I do know what that's like. Let's pretend that my job is the Crown Commission message board.
Are we doing a skit?
What?
Oh.
I know. Okay, never mind.
No, I
yes, I get it.
All right, fine.
Well, okay.
We'll just, whatever.
Well
that's the new guy on The Daily Show. That's
I think we're out of time.
Really?
I don't know, are we?
Oh, yes.
Okay. We got to go, everybody. We went long.
Yeah.
And hard.
Well.
Sorry, we got to end all this interesting talk show.
Yeah.
So tune in next.
Fuck off. Goodbye and fuck off. Goodbye and fuck off. Goodbye and fuck off.
Join us next time when we continue science and technology talk.
Yeah, totally. Was,
man, sorry we spent so long talking
Drew's
about
corner.
All right, well, we'll pick it up later.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay,
everyone, be sure to
goodbye and duck off.
I just can't get it to say fuck. What the hell?
Fuck bye and good off.
How do you make a computer say fuck? How do you do it?
What I don't know, man. I think it's impossible. They hate it.
I'm trying to.
They don't like it. They don't like it.
FWUX.
Goodbye and flux off.
It's fine.
Type it in like it's got a Cockney accent or something.
Goodbye and flux off.
I can't. It's not gonna work.
Ask if there's any more tacos to be had in the future.
Tacos.
Yeah. Ask it to read my Ouija board fortune.
You know, I was looking through some old photos. Heather used to have a Ouija board shirt. It was awesome.
Oh, did you get to put your...
So much boob play.
Sure, yeah. Just, yeah.
Yeah. No, the letters eventually were just all rubbed off.
But surprisingly, the no was still intact. Goodbye.
There were no tacos in my Ouija.
How did you do that?
Whoa. All right, everyone.
Okay.
Just be sure to...
Yeah, all right. We'll see you later. Bye.
The sun is always rising as the world spins.
I situate this hole around me and figure 88 infinities. I guess I just relate to all these keys.